This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State Attorney Jason Slothauber laid out final arguments to a jury today in the trial of an officer involved in the death of Elijah McClain. Slothauber said Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard's interaction with the 23-year-old was dangerous and unnecessary.
Elijah McClain told him, in heartbreaking gasps sometimes, clearly and directly, what he was doing.
Defense attorneys argued that ketamine administered by paramedics was the cause of death, not the carotid hold or negligence. Final evidence is being presented this afternoon in the hearing to determine whether former President Donald Trump will be disqualified from next year's ballot. A group of Republican primary voters are suing, arguing Trump committed insurrection with his words and actions around January 6th. But as CPR's Benta Berkland explains, Trump's lawyers have countered with a free speech argument.
They push back a lot on this claim that Trump's language was really that far outside of normal political speech, where politicians might urge their supporters to, quote, like, fight like hell or tell them what you think without meaning any kind of violence. They played various clips of Democrats saying similar things and said it's all First Amendment protected political speech.
A ruling in the case is expected by Thanksgiving. CDOT is warning drivers on eastbound I-70 to watch out for extreme sun glare at Floyd Hill. The agency says early morning safety closures might be needed. This is CPR News.